This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Reading from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. Dear Heavenly Father, praise be your holy name. Glory belongs to you, God. You are worthy of our complete adoration. Love comes from you because you are love, and I love you. Dear Father God, I want to love others as you command. Show me how to love others. Teach me to love others in a manner that reflects your holy character. In Jesus' name, Amen.
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Reading from the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34-55. My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. Reading from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 12 through 17. Dear loving Heavenly Father, glory to you. Glory belongs to you. Praise your wonderful name. Forgive me from all unrighteousness. Forgive me for any time I have shown hate towards others. Help me to be kind and nurturing to others. Show me how to carry out your command to love in action and in deed. Grant me wisdom to better understand love. Thank you for bringing love to my heart. Thank you for my loved ones. Thank you for all the people who have shown kindness and love towards me. Help me to teach others about your great and wonderful command to love. In Jesus' name, Amen.
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 11 to 13.
Dear Heavenly Father, all praise belongs to you. Forgive me for my immature behavior. Forgive me for failing to be loving, for failing to be kind. Show me how to love others in a manner that reflects your character, in a manner that is fruitful, in a manner that brings you glory, in a manner that is like Christ. Grow me spiritually, dear Lord. Help me to be kind and loving in a manner that speaks of maturity, a maturity not from pride or self-righteousness, but through love, from your loving grace, a love that never fails, a love that is mighty, a love that is wonderful, a love that reigns supreme, down from your holy throne and into the hearts of man. Keep love in my heart. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.